Welcome to episode 69 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. On this week's show, I'm returning to the scene of a location which I scouted some time ago, to see whether or not it still presents the same opportunities as it once did. Now, it's often the case that when we spot great locations on our travels, there's simply not the chance to make use of them at the time. And so there's always that slight feeling of nervousness when going back just in case things have changed dramatically. So the question is, what did I find on this occasion? Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 69. So it's the middle of a very fine day. It's not too cold. It was a bit colder this morning, but it's very mild at the moment. There's lovely blue sky and puffy white clouds. And I have come along to one of my local woodlands. You can probably hear the birds and what have you in the background. You might even hear some gentlemen cutting down trees and things, just managing the woodland here. The reason I've come here is because some time ago I was out for a walk and I think I stumbled along the wrong path or something like that, and I came across a sort of dilapidated old traditional sort of caravan. A lot of people might refer to it as a gypsy or Romani caravan, that sort of thing. And I was just interested to know whether this was still here, because I'd always had it in mind as a backdrop to some pictures. Now, I'm just walking along this path here. As I say, it's a little bit damp underfoot, but not too bad. I have with me my trusty D3 Nikon with a 24-85, and that's just about it. I'm just travelling light because I want to see what I'm going to get. Now, I thought that this caravan, this structure, was actually further into the woods, but I've actually only come probably, 70 metres or so into the woodland, and here it is, right in front of me. Now, as a lot of you will know, I always like to go above board with things. I like to let everyone know what's going on, so that I don't get security people coming across compounds to talk to me, or disgruntled owners of vehicles or whatever it might be. I'd rather actually speak to the people concerned and get permission and see, you know, a lot of the time you find that people are actually very flattered or more than happy to allow you to take pictures somewhere just in exchange for a copy of the pictures, or sometimes not even that. They just like to see they like to think that their property or what have you is of interest. So I tried to do that. There are a number of little cottages around here and I couldn't find anyone to talk to, but no matter. If anyone does come along, of course my usual thing when I'm recording is to pause the recording, talk to these people off record as it were, and then carry on. So let's just see. So in front of me I've got this this structure, and the reason I thought I would record this today is just to give you an idea. Again, it's sort of a location scout, but this is actually returning to the scene of a venue or a place which I'm actually thinking might be nice. So I've already got sort of preformed ideas in the back of my head. Now, I'm just, there's this track here, and I'm just stood to one side, and I've got my D3 here, and I've just set that up, and I'm shooting at f8 today, and as I say, it's bright, but we've got the woodland here. I'm going to put the ISO to 500. As you know, the D3, or a lot of you know, the D3 is very good with noise, so I know I won't have any clarity issues there. I'm just going to take a pretty wide shot to begin with. Got puddles in the foreground, and we're just having a look at that. That's my test. There's no blown highlights other than in the sky, and I'm not too worried about that at all. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to go down to almost ground level, and I'm going to zoom right in. This, as I say, is a 24 to 85, so it's quite flexible. It's a really nice sort of focal length, general purpose scouting lens as well. So I'm just kind of almost below level, as it were, for this caravan. Zoomed in, it's a fairly tight crop. Let's have a look there. That's just a little bit bright, so I'm taking... I had the exposure compensation set at plus 1.3, which is, as the camera was already set up, we're at plus 0.7 of a stop now. There we go, that's much better. So that's a nice kind of opening shot. I always like to, when I'm... if I've got a definite structure or something in the frame, I always like to get a wider shot to begin with, just as a kind of an establishing shot, and it gives me the chance to take the overall scene in. And often when you do that, you actually do spot something that you maybe hadn't already seen. So I've just moved along a little bit, just on a slightly raised bank, and I'm how to describe it? Obviously you've got the four wheels, but it's kind of collapsed in at the back. You can tell what this is or was, but it is in a really bad state now. It's much much better condition when I first saw it. But I'm just going to take a shot straight on, again, just as a reference. There we go. It's just giving me a reference, something to think about. One of the good things with this, because this structure, when I say caravan, of course, now we're always thinking of man-made things with, you know, sort of modern materials. Well, this is all wood. Wood and, one assumes, steel, I guess, for the wheels. So it's, you know, it's really weathered, which is really nice. Now, just stood to one side here, moving further around. So if you imagine where I first started, it was in front of me. It's just... get my reference picture that I was talking about. It was in front of me about three quarters of an angle with the track there. Then I zoomed in a bit, but as I moved around, the thing was right in front of me, and now I'm at sort of almost three quarters to the left of the structure. And just watching in the distance, someone's just driving past. No, I think we're okay. So I don't want to upset anyone. I just want to make sure that I don't get someone driving up this path, sort of start wondering just what's going on. So here we go. I've got a really nice, sort of fairly tight shot here. I've got the caravan in front of me. I've got a bush with these sort of quite big, sort of green, waxy green leaves. That's to the left. That's kind of obscuring the back left of the caravan, the wheels there. So I'm getting in fairly tight, because realistically, if I'm thinking of doing shots with a model and what have you, it's going to be pretty tight framing. Now I could have brought someone with me to stand in here, and in fact I did bring my tripod, although that is in the car, which is parked up just a little way away. Because I did think that actually I might put myself in the frame, but to be honest, I am sort of fairly short on time today, so I'm just making this sort of fairly quick. That's really nice. What I'm going to do is just physically, there's no point in zooming if you can actually move your feet and go to the place, just going a little bit closer, and I'm looking almost straight down the length of this caravan, which is really nice. Going to probably keep it now. I'm going to go to f5, 4.5, so the focus does drop off. There's a very distinct point of focus here, which I'm focusing on, so the depth of field drops off. A little bit fuzzy back and front. That's fine. 125th of a second at f4. And that's looking really nice. Just checking on the back of the camera. Yeah, that's dropping off nice. What I'm going to do, same position though, just going to go back to f8, 40th of a second. That'll just bring it back into sharpness in the foreground using the exposure compensation. I can see that that's just brought it back a bit. There we go. Slightly slower shutter speed, but that's nice. So what I've got here is I'm working with the texture of the wood, because, as I say, you can probably tell, this is all old wood here, which is really nice for the textures. And just, again, working my way around, got some other metal work here. I'm not sure, realistically, if I was photographing someone, I'm not sure I'd really want them to go anywhere near the inside of this, because it is, the roof has collapsed and there's too much sort of jagged, like old nails or metalwork. But that's fine. I'm just going to move around just so that I can get a wider shot. Again, what I've got is the path to my left, shooting f8. So I'm kind of 3/4 to the structure, so that again, that will give me a wider shot. I'm thinking realistically of lighting this with a number of lights, so it would really pick the frame up and really lift the scene. There we go, just checking on that. That's f8, lovely and sharp. But of course, you know, this is just daylight, so that's fine. That's really nice. I think, you know, when I first saw this, it was, I could see it in the distance as I, just before I started recording, and my first reactions were, oh dear, I've left it too long, the thing's fallen apart, and there's nothing, you know, it's not going to be doing what I want it to. But actually, as I walk around, and you can hear I'm walking on some old dried leaves area, there's other stuff, you know, other opportunities within this scene. So for example, I'm going to take a sort of a wider shot. Just I'm now round the back end of the structure, and actually, to look at it, you really probably wouldn't know what it was now. So I'm just going to take a wider shot again at f8. Exposure compensation is at +1 f-stop, 80th of a second. That's nice. Just trying to frame the picture. It's kind of, that's nice. What we've got here is, I don't know what the structure was, but there's some sort of woodwork or something that is sort of down to one side. Just going to try to get this extra shot. I'm actually quite pleased it's not too damp underfoot. I did bring my walking boots, which I left in the car with a tripod, because you just don't know, especially with woodland, sometimes it just goes really boggy in places where otherwise it would be dry. So it's looking really good, but I do think that, again, f8, 80th of a second, I do think that I will have to, hopefully, get the chance to make this happen quite soon, in whatever sense. It may not be the perfect shoot that I do, because I do have certain ideas in mind for this, but looking at it, it's obviously suffered over the winter months, so not to worry, that's good. I'm just stepping back. I'm kind of looking at the side now, which, if you remember, the original, the front-on shot that I was talking about, I'm now essentially round the right-hand side of the structure to my sort of 3 o'clock sort of angle. So that's really nice. Just a nice tight framing. And I mean, you know, these are just test shots of location scout shots, but you know, I might find some use in these pictures as well, just as standalone. They, you know, these textures and everything, you can spend hours just walking around taking detail shots. They make really nice just black and white detail shots, for example. I'm just looking around me, and it's kind of fairly secluded here, so I wouldn't have, this is another consideration with doing a shoot, wouldn't have, I mean, it's certainly not passing traffic, so that's not a problem, but I wouldn't have too much bother. I can imagine taking pictures here with models and what have you. I'm just going to go in a little bit closer again, because if you can imagine with these vehicles, I suppose it's a vehicle, it's got wheels, you've got the side windows and what obviously would have been a door here. And you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 of those, which is really nice. So if you've got someone just stood by there on the outside, because like I say, I don't think it's really safe to go inside, and just trying to just make a slightly, got a bit of foliage in my way here, whoops, just trying to go sort of looking down the line again, and because I want to blur the background out, I'm just going to set it to, oh, got wildlife going through what little hair I have. Just going to go in tighter, throw the focus a little bit so it's a little bit blurred in the foreground. That's kind of nice. And there's a tree here, so I'm just going to go a little bit wider. So I'm playing with this sort of one sprouting sort of tree or whatever in front of me. One thing to bear in mind, and it's, you know, it may sound a bit obvious, but people often, they come and they do sort of test shots or they do actual shoots, and they start, like, even if you're photographing plants, flowers on at ground level, people start ripping stuff out of the ground and tearing twigs and leaves off trees. There's absolutely no point doing that if all you can need to do is just move it to one side. And frankly, if you're working with an assistant as well, or a friend, or whoever, you don't need to be, you know, damaging the habitat and the nature around you. That's the beauty of working in these places, that, you know, this stuff was here long before we were, and you just have to work with it. There's no point in sort of vandalising nature, you know. But anyway, just moving back round again, and I'm down almost at ground level again, coming back to where I was, because I've just seen another angle, and looking around this reverse side again, so that's nice, a nice tight frame. There we go. Again, you would not know what this was to look at, but then that's actually not bad, because I had in mind some sort of a kind of like a period vintagey kind of theme in mind for these pictures, but it's whether this is actually going to be recognisable enough a structure now to do that. I'm actually starting to think more likely using it in a slightly more obscure way. So as I'm walking here, and this is just a sort of like a stream of conscious sort of thought here, just moving back, and as I go back further into the woodland here, these trees, which I think are birch trees, I'm guessing, they are starting to come more into the frame and obscure this caravan in the background. So I'm just looking, because I'm thinking, if I'm picturing that I've got a subject stood in the foreground here with that in the background, and it's lit in a certain way, that's, you know, it's really nice. I think that's could be sort of quite obscure. So what I'm actually going to do is, let's say, a moment like this, I kind of think, oh, I should have had my tripod with me and put myself in the frame and focused on the foreground. But actually, I think what I'll do is use this tree that's just right next to me here. Oh, and the sun's starting to come out a bit more. That's nice. There's a bit of cloud around here. So we've got one, two. These are birch trees, and I can see immediately that one of them is a silver birch, or two of them are silver birch, which really light up. But this is really nice. I'm just focusing on one of the trees in the foreground. The things in the background as a structure. Yeah, that would work. Just going to move forward a little bit. Again, keeping all these trees, and the sun's gone in again. That's nice. Okay, one on the background, focus there. One on the foreground. There we go. So, not bad. Not bad, I have to say. Oh, see, that's really nice. I'm getting excited now. When the sun comes out, it's really lifting the frame. So just F8, working a bit quicker here. What it does do with this extra contrast is it does almost camouflage the caravan, because it's the light is just kind of making it just bring out all those textures where it's kind of filtering through the trees. It's nice. Really nice. And what I'm doing is just trying to kind of look through. I'm going to go to a shallow, sort of a larger aperture, f3.2. Just going to cut through all this foliage into one small point. And then, that's nice. Let's just have a look on the back of the camera. Again, you know, people often think if you're doing portraits, you have to kind of be everything really crisp and clear, right up sort of a clear frame and what have you. You actually don't. You can shoot through foliage and all sorts. And actually, as we are here, if I'm quick, it's still going to be this kind of early, I mean, it's sort of springtime, it's sort of the start of the foliage coming really sort of through here. But say in a couple of months' time, as we go more towards summer, it's going to be really sort of packed with lots of greenery and everything. The danger is, if you kind of wait, you do miss the opportunities. But let's just see. I'm just moving back round again. F8, focusing on the caravan there. Trees in the foreground. That's really nice. There we are. That's really nice. Just checking. Lovely and sharp all the way across. A little bit out of focus, those trees in the foreground, but that's good. Of course, the thing with doing it that way, you do lead the eye in to the frame by throwing the focus around, so that's never a bad thing. So I think, you know, I think that's probably kind of a good amount of sort of scouting along here. Let's say location scouts and venues and what have you, or test shoots with would-be models, don't have to take ages. They don't have to be elaborate and lots of people involved. As I say, I'm sort of a bit tight on time today, so I don't need to be sort of spending too much time here. Just going to do, just moved around again to those sort of big waxy, the bush with the big waxy leaves, and I'm now shooting kind of into the light, but that's kind of nice. So I'm kind of treating this as if it's like a wider frame, focusing on the caravan here. And I'm just going to go F11, that's 25th of a second, so it's dropped right down. Let's just hold my breath for a second. When I say hold my breath, people say about holding your breath to take a shot. Here's a tip for you. Don't hold your breath. If you're going to take a shot and you need sort of to be steady, slowly exhale, release the shutter, and then sort of breathe as normal. By holding your breath, you're actually putting more strain on your body. And if you sort of, you know, sort of trying to get the right settings or composition, all the time you're holding your breath, your body is more and more under strain. So just be aware of that. I don't know where or when I learnt that. Years ago, someone told me, and it was actually very well received. It was good advice. So I found it's helped me a lot. Just going to do a couple more shots so you can hear there's a tractor in the background. They don't seem at all concerned about what I'm doing. They're just getting on with their work. That's really nice. And again, and so you just have to be aware, you don't want to waste loads of time going around a location. If you feel you've done what you need to do, I'm just going slightly wide here. If you feel you've done what you need to do, there's no point just wasting your time trying to see, oh, what other extra shots I might get here. You may as well just get the shots you want and then be on your way and start, you know, your time is better spent putting thoughts down on paper or contacting people and all that sort of thing. So I think that is just about there. Just jump over these puddles that are here. There's a couple of puddles in the middle of the track. But that's really nice. So that hopefully has given you an idea of, yeah, just working around this subject that I've already seen and just trying to see where it is sort of today, having seen it some time ago. I've just got in front of me here actually a tree that's already been felled here, and it's quite nice just to sit here. I was going to bring a flask and everything, but as I say, I'm sort of haven't got the luxury of sort of sit drinking tea in the woodland as much as I would love to, and I really would today. But yeah, I'm just when you're at a location and you've got your camera in hand, obviously you want to be getting shots and seeing the opportunities, and sometimes you might just be passing a location and all you've got time for is a quick snap on your phone, your camera on your phone, and that's it. And that's fine. It gives you an immediate reference, and certainly if you've got GPS functionality on your phone, you can, you know, sort of take a reference there as well of where it is. But, you know, it's nice to just sit in a location, as I am now, and just kind of take in not just your immediate position, so for me it's with this caravan here, but also just to sit and just look around and see, not necessarily that there might be other places to take pictures while you're there, but just be aware that there might be other opportunities just around the corner that you hadn't seen. Now, if I was here with my assistant, then he might spot things that I haven't, and it happens quite a lot. I've assisted other people and do so from time to time to lend a hand. And yeah, you do. You have a different set of eyes, and certainly if it's places or people that you're familiar with, and then that other person is not so familiar with, they don't have the personal attachment. They might see something a little bit different. So, you know, once I stop recording here, as much as I'm in a bit of a rush today, I'm going to just sit and have a look around me. I don't even have to get up and walk around, but just become aware of what else is here, and I can start to imagine the woodlands once there's a bit more foliage around. Because these trees, a lot of these here are quite small and younger ones. They're obviously not going to be sort of chopped down anywhere soon. So I know they're going to be here, and I can pick out the bigger ones, the smaller ones, the ones that really stand out. And it's always good to kind of almost have a contingency, a bit like with wedding photography, for example. A lot of photographers will obviously speak to the client and say, okay, yeah, I'll be at the venue on the day, and that'll be lovely. And they're second-guessing everything as they work on the day, assuming that it's all going to be fine. But what if there was an almighty storm and half the places outside didn't work, the logistics of the weather and the bride's dress, what have you, you'd need to have a contingency plan to be able to go indoors or seek some shelter to get some, you know, creative, nice shots that the couple are going to be happy with. Well, it's no different out here. You know, I've got my main point of reference, but there are all these other areas around here. There's stacks of logs and all the rest of it. So, for example, just bringing it back to this situation, say I was doing a shoot with someone that was either in like a sort of Romany kind of clothing, or maybe it was vintage or something like this. You know, I'm sat on this log here, which I've only just seen just to sit and rest my feet, you know. But why not have my subject sat on this log as well? If, you know, if it was worthwhile. It doesn't mean it has to be there, but it's always better to have more information and reference. So, for example, now, in fact, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get up here, because when I start to approach people and talk about getting people involved in these pictures, I want to have some sort of, you know, I'll be able to say to them, oh, there's also this, so, you know, would you feel happy doing this or what have you? You know, some people get funny about lying on logs, and I'm, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm not thinking of anything untoward, just, you know, some people kind of assume that if they're posing for pictures, they should be standing up, smiling gormlessly at the camera, and it's all a bit of an uncomfortable situation. But actually, you know, that log there, again, my mind's just thinking now, gives us a reference point if people want to sit and have a cup of tea while they're waiting for us to set up, or if they want to put stuff down. That's really good. So I'm just going to take, again, just a wider shot just for my reference. I'm going to go to f8, 125th of a second, just a wide shot. Also gives me the rest of the immediate woodland sort of in my field of vision there, so that's good. I'm going to go a bit closer, just zooming in a little bit. And I am going to zoom in here because I want to use the mechanics of a zoom lens, or a sort of a, not necessarily a zoom lens, but a larger focal length lens, just to throw the background out from this distance. So I'm just filling the frame with this log here. I'm going to shoot at f4. It's giving me 400th of a second. There we go. Just have a look there, that's fine. You can see all in the background, it's all sort of going out of focus. There we go. Lovely, that's really good. That's really nice. So again, that's just given me another little reference to talk to people about. The other consideration, of course, if I'm here and I've got all my kit, I don't immediately know what kit I'm going to be using. Until I give it some more thought, I don't know what cases I'm going to be bringing. But let's say, for argument's sake, it had been raining the day before. I mean, it would be nice if it was. I mean, it has been raining quite a bit recently, so this is quite nice, gives me a nice reference. But if it had been, and I've got to bear in mind that this is all kind of, you can hear underfoot here, it's all quite crispy, but there are some sort of damper areas. If I'm going to put kit down and, I don't know, it might be sort of costume changes or anything, always nice to have a reference to where we can put stuff and keep it dry, rather than having to, you know, get sort of tarpaulins and covers and all sorts out. But I think that's just about it. I'm just going to have one more. I've just sort of walked beyond. You can probably hear the logging that's going on, that's a bit closer. just walking further back just to get like almost like a reverse angle. Again, I didn't immediately think to do that, but it's worth doing. Again, I'm just going to be shooting at f8. Oh, the sun is to my... Where are we? As I stand here, the sun now is at about 11 o'clock in the sky. So just focusing on the caravan in the mid-distance. We've got trees here. Again, a wider establishing shot. That's nice. So it's kind of into the light. Just going to zoom in a little bit. That's nice. And again, just going to move forward. The camera is extended, or the lens is extended to 85mm, so it's at the top end. And I'm just setting that at f4. Just to kind of... I've got the caravan just in front of me here, and it's nice that I can just blow some of the background out a little bit. That's really nice, because that gives me... Yeah, it's really nice. That gives me the opportunity to have like the caravan to the left, and then someone stood there to the right of it, just off the track. But then if I go back a little bit wider, I can throw the background out a bit. There we go. And again, a lot of you know I'm not really big on Photoshop post-production, so I don't necessarily want to have to think about throwing the background out after the event. So quick test, f4, just focusing. Yeah, see, that's just nicely throwing the background out. No need to put a Gaussian blur or anything like that. But that's really nice. But can you see that even just then, I was kind of thinking that was just about, you know, just about rounding things up and just about to make my way. You never know. This is the whole point and the importance of scouting a location and just sitting down and taking a step back and what have you. Just to be able to kind of, you know, give you that chance to spot stuff that you hadn't seen. Now, you know, it's... I could carry on doing this. And I think I alluded to the fact before that you don't, you know, you shouldn't be sort of taking loads of pictures just for the sake of it. But actually, I don't think this is. I think it's just exploring the scene a little bit more. So, just watching the guys in the background. Is this a... tractor coming my way? No, he's stopped there. That's okay. But yeah, I am going to leave it there, because I think I've pretty much covered everything. I've had my little sit down, I've seen what's going on, and yeah, I might even have a chat with the guys with the tractor. So with that in mind, I hope that's been useful, and I'll catch up with you all soon on another location scout. Sure enough, just after I finished recording, I was approached by the man in his tractor. But there was no problem, I simply told him what I was up to, asked a few questions, and now I'm in a much better position to think about going ahead and getting clearance for a photo shoot in the near future. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter, at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer, or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I'll speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcasts.